Okay, so let's get right into it today.
Sounds good.
We are doing a deep dive on something pretty special.
Yeah.
This is the Cafe Nairobi Ultimate Collection.
Oh, yeah. This is gonna be good.
And this is really not your typical sampler pack you see at the grocery store.
Right.
This is really designed for the true coffee aficionado.
Yeah. For people who like are, really into their coffee.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, not just like I need my caffeine. It's like I want to enjoy like yeah,
Mysterious.
the whole ritual and the experience and the origin and all that.
It's a journey.
It is.
It's a journey, and it's a limited edition one
Yeah, this is like a limited,
at that.
yeah.
So
Very special.
it's really cool. And this is all Kenyan coffee.
Yes, all
So
Kenyan.
this is really an exploration of Kenyan coffee.
It is, and I think that's what's so exciting about this collection is that you get to re really experience the full spectrum of what Kenyan coffee has to offer. It's not just one particular note or one particular flavor profile, but you get like the whole gamut
Yeah.
of, light roast to dark roast and everything in between.
Yeah. So we've got eight different roasts here.
Eight, yeah.
We've got light, medium, dark.
Yeah.
We've got half calf.
Half calf.
We've got espresso, cold brew, French press, and decaf.
Wow. That's
That's a
it
lot.
is a lot.
Yeah.
Where do we even start?
Well, I think the best place to start is with like what makes Kenyan coffee so special in the first place.
Okay.
So Kenyan coffee, it's known for its like very bright, vibrant flavors.
Okay.
And that's due to a number of factors. So like the high altitudes that the coffee's grown at, the volcanic soils that they have in Kenya,
Okay.
and the specific varietals of coffee that they cultivate,
Right.
all kind of contribute to this like signature flavor profile that Kenyan coffee has,
Okay.
which is like, those bright, fruity flavors with like a distinct acidity. Okay, so when we look at this collection and all these different roasts that are included,
Right.
how do those roasts kind of highlight those characteristics that you were just talking about?
Yeah, so each roast level is going to kind of emphasize different aspects of those inherent qualities of the Kenyan beans.
Okay.
So for example, like if you take the light roast,
Okay.
they describe it as having like a floral and citrusy brilliance.
Wow.
So this is where like those delicate floral notes and like the bright acidity of the Kenyan beans are really going to shine through.
Oh, wow. So that sounds amazing for like a morning cup of coffee.
Absolutely. Yeah, like a nice,
Yeah.
like a real eye-opener kind of
Yeah.
cup of coffee.
Okay. So then what about the medium roast?
Yeah, so the media roast is really interesting because as the roast gets a little bit darker,
Okay.
those fruity notes that you get in the light roast become even more pronounced. So
Okay.
you might get like notes of like ripe berries or like black currant. And then you also start to get some hints of like chocolate and caramel coming through from the roasting process.
Okay.
So it's like a really nice balance of like those fruity notes
That sounds good.
and then like the deeper kind of chocolatey notes.
That sounds like more my speed. I
Yeah.
like a little more of
Yeah, a little more.
a bolder flavor.
Bit more body.
I'm kind of curious about the dark roast though.
Okay.
It says robust smoky intensity.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty
It
intense.
is intense.
Okay.
So the dark roast is really where you're gonna experience like the full body and the richness of the Kenyan beans. So think like dark chocolate,
Okay.
smoky notes,
Yeah.
and a real lingering finish. So this is for people who like really like a bold,
Right.
strong cup of coffee.
Yeah, like a real kick.
Yeah.
I see here they also have a specific cold brew roast.
They do.
What's the thinking behind that?
Yeah, so not all beans are ideal for cold brew. But certain Kenyan beans with their like bright acidity and complex flavors actually lend themselves really well to the cold brew method.
Okay.
And so when you cold brew these beans, they develop this naturally sweet,
Okay.
chocolatey flavor
Uh-huh.
with like these fruity nuances
Wow.
that are just
So
incredible.
they really put a lot of thought into this collection. Like they thought of
I just
everything
went
went
through
into
this,
those.
and even the decaf is special,
It is.
right?
Yeah, they use a natural water process to decaffeinate the beans.
Oh, wow.
So it's called the Swiss water process,
Okay.
and it's a chemical-free method
Oh.
that uses only water and temperature changes to gently remove the caffeine from the
Oh,
beans.
okay.
And so what this does is it preserves those delicate flavors and aromas that make Kenyan coffee so special.
Wow. So they really are committed to quality.
Absolutely.
Yeah, even with the decaf, they're not just like, oh yeah, we'll just throw in some
Right,
decaf. Like,
exactly.
no, it's got to be good.
We're going to do this the right way.
Yeah.
Speaking of quality, I can't help but think about, giving this as a gift.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
mean, it's beautifully packaged, right?
Yes. It comes in this like really luxurious presentation box.
Okay.
That's just perfect for any special occasion.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's a birthday and anniversary or you just want to treat like a coffee lover in your life.
Yeah.
This collection is like a real statement of good taste.
So I also see they have a few different sizes to choose from.
They do, yeah.
What are those?
So you can choose from 12-ounce bags,
Okay.
5-pound bags, or if you really want to stock up, they have 10-pound bags.
Wow. Okay.
And then you also have the option of whole bean or pre-ground.
Right.
But as any coffee enthusiast knows, like freshly ground beans are always going to be the way to go
Right.
for maximum flavor.
Okay, well, with all of these amazing roasts to choose from, where would you recommend starting?
Oh, that's a tough question.
Yeah.
I mean, it really depends on your personal preference. If you are a fan of lighter roasts, I
Yeah.
would say start with the light roast or the medium roast.
Okay.
If you prefer something a little bit bolder, you could go for the dark roast or even the espresso roast.
Okay.
And then if you really want like a unique experience, I would highly recommend trying the cold brew
Yeah.
because that's something that you don't always see,
Right.
is a specific roast designed for cold brew.
Okay. I'm excited to try all of them. This was a really great deep dive. I learned a lot about Kenyan coffee. I think it's really cool that the Cafe Nairobi Ultimate Collection is more than just a collection of coffee. It's really like an invitation to explore this whole world.
It is. It's like an invitation to like a sensory adventure, you
Right.
know? Like you're really getting to experience the full range of what Kenyan coffee has to offer.
Oh, I guess the only thing left to do is just pick a roast, brew it up, and enjoy it.
Exactly. And who knows, you might just discover your new favorite coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
C'est un process.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Hopefully, you listeners out there learn something new.
Yeah, and enjoy your coffee.
Yeah, enjoy your coffee.
Cheers
Cheers
first.
to that.